Governor Roy Cooper was on hand earlier today to announce a new telemedicine company called Well. It's going to open a headquarters downtown at 419 West Franklin Street. Most recently, that was the site of Carolina Ale House, but it's been vacant for a while. Big, big development for the state, big development for Chapel Hill locally. It's going to be about a $3 million investment by the company into the site, and they'll be hiring about 400 people over the next 5 years. So a big job ad for Orange County as well. WCHL's Brighton McConnell was on the scene earlier today downtown for the official announcement. He joins us here in the studio now. What went on?
Hey there, Aaron. It was a lot of town representatives from across the county and Chapel Hill, a lot of UNC representatives as well, something that really stood out to me when they were doing their presentation, talking a little bit about the partnerships that are going on in Chapel Hill and Orange County with this company Well, is that Well is made up of a lot of UNC alumni. It has 9 Morehead Cain scholars in their employees, 12 UNC graduates. Their co-founder and president is a Morehead Cain scholar. He's from Canada. And the fact that, and he definitely wanted to bring this up, the fact that UNC took a chance on him to bring him down on scholarship to Carolina made him very interested in coming back to Chapel Hill and having it be this launching pad for his new company.
And it is a new company, right? It's very small. So to say 12 UNC alums work for the company, that's a sizable percentage of the total number of employees they have,
definitely,
right?
Yeah. It definitely is. It's only 7 or 8 months old. Mm-hmm. If you go to their website, it looks like it will primarily be an app that people can download. But right now, that app is in beta testing. So there's not even all that much that you can really see about what it is that they'll be doing. But what we do know about it is it's going to be a very interactive health company. It's not going to necessarily be healthcare or anything like that. It seems like the app will help people maintain healthy lifestyles and give people reminders in order to be active and to potentially help out in healthcare, sort through different doctor's visits, different things that are available to them. But a lot of that stuff is still kind of unknown.
Yeah, and kind of personalized for individual customers, it looked like. The website has a lot of buzzwords in it, so you got to kind of sift through that to get, but like personalized service for individual customers, and then they can speak with or text with or communicate with people either on the phone directly or over the app, and a lot of the health experts are going to be based at that location on Franklin Street, right? That's the idea?
That seems to be the case.
Yeah.
In there right now, if this is the setup that they're using, in there right now, it looks like they have one room that has a lot of computer monitors where
awesome.
People will be sitting, either taking calls, maybe helping people directly through the app online if they've got questions and stuff like that. And this could be really big. It is a startup company, and it's an idea that we'll need some more development, obviously, but it fits right along with what Governor Roy Cooper wants to do with North Carolina. He touched a lot about how this helps his mission statement for the state about staying healthy, having people be active, and helping get money in their pockets. He was quick to point out, hey, the average salary that Well is hoping to pay its employees is above $60,000 a year, which is even above Orange County's average salary of $43,000 a year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So he was really excited about this and used the opportunity as well to push his support of expanding Medicaid and saying, even if we do that, companies like this will help us down the road stay healthy.
Speaking with Brighton McConnell again, we're talking about this announcement earlier today, and there was a big announcement in downtown Chapel Hill about this new telemedicine company, Well, that's going to be opening its headquarters at 419 West Franklin Street. Over the next 5 years, they're going to be expanding the new building and bringing people in, but over the next 5 years, 400 new jobs in downtown Chapel Hill, which is really cool.
That'd
be really cool for the businesses around as well.
Absolutely. That was one thing that Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger certainly touched on, as well as Interim Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz for UNC. They both talked about this is going to be great in terms of bringing people to Franklin Street, supporting the different local businesses there. Not only is it going to create a hub for the company, but having that much increased traffic, presumably foot traffic as well, if this is going to be kind of the urban campus that they're talking about, could really, really benefit some of the local businesses on Franklin.
Other things that were said today about the company or about the local impact?
Well, it looks like in terms of incentives, as you said, 400 jobs is the goal, and the state's incentives to Well appear to be about $3.4 million over the course of 12 years, as long as they are hitting their benchmarks with jobs. Something that stood out to me in the governor's press release about this, they estimate that keeping this company here could lead to a boost in the state's economy by over $600 million.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely talked about, between Pam Heminger, Kevin Guskowitz, and Roy Cooper, they all talked about the importance of having a pipeline from the university to the Orange County community. And I think that is important and really noticeable, as we talked about, with how many UNC alumni and graduates are in Well themselves. It's a pretty good example of why they want keep around graduates from the university in the local community to help the economy.
We'll keep following this. Brian McConnell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.